Richard Nunns takes tea with Miss Bethel. A goose, a kowowow, and a bell are never in tune, and the cricket's pitch bends like hair in a damaged ear, sharp flat, sharp flat, their effervescence sweetening the night with tiny plosives dappling through leaves, like daylight's flutter on a moving windscreen under trees, or the oscillation of a nerve set jangling without end, unless a touch arrives to calm it, wall of a finger to gently stress the need for a harried pulse to move to slower measure, brush of a feather with all its tiny barbs aligned, quill still plugged in to the wing of the bird, or the rippling part tones of the bell expanding and then gently smoothing out and settling the wrinkled air. I set against the digits that manipulate all and naught, the cricket's fizz, the vinyl's hiss, a goose, a kowowow, and a bell.